This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
In the U.S. today, it marks 50 years since President Lyndon Johnson declared his famous War on Poverty. The battle is ongoing, and it turns out gauging success depends partly on how you measure poverty. Kate Davidson reports.
15% of Americans live in poverty. That official rate hasn't dropped much since 1964, but official measurements only count a family's cash income. Sharon Parrott of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says they ignore non-cash benefits, which have grown in importance.
So the official poverty measure acts as though the food stamp program or the earned income tax credits don't actually increase people's incomes and help them escape poverty.
Researchers at Columbia University recently found that this fuller range of programs has reduced poverty by 40% since the late 60s. Doug Besheroff of the University of Maryland agrees there's been a lot of progress, but he thinks the official poverty measure works pretty well.
As we change the way we measure it, we effectively move the goalposts, and we also obscure how much has to be done.
There are roughly 50 million Americans living in poverty by either measure. Still, a ways to go to win the war. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.